Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
See, this is something else you would have had to be a part of if you were around in the 80s, Noel. Big hair bands. She don't want nothing to do with them. You know what this song was written about, though? Establishment right down the street. Vince Neil is talking about, you will hear the tattletales mentioned in this. At the Sunset Strip!
Mm-hmm.
Tattletales is literally mentioned in this song. But anyway, that's Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I throw out that nonsense because we're still efforting our guest, hoping that we get a chance to speak with Chris Millman from the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and I'm sure they wouldn't be happy about me mentioning that club waiting for their guest to come on here. But listen, we hope that Chris comes on here, but he really would be continuing a conversation that you have brought to this show along with our own Eric Slaughter, who isn't he calls himself a ref or an official.
He's umpiring because his sports are softball and baseball. So that's what he does, and he goes all over the state. And then we have Spencer Smith, who I saw a couple of weeks ago at the game at Marist, who wants to come on with us at some point, too, also. But he says that, remember now, the officiating has different organizations, different associations. They're all under the umbrella officials, but you have them for, different sections of the state, different regions of the state.
And different levels.
Right.
Youth and high school.
Well, that too. But this is really to help high school because there is an expense involved with getting initiated when you come into it. There's certain equipment that you have to have, things you're going to have. Just equipment. Your bean bag that you're going to throw when the ball ends.
You don't think about that stuff, right?
You don't think about those things, right? But things that you have to have in order to start. And so that is what the Falcons and the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation are doing. They're defraying the cost for some of those items that you need when you get started.
Well, that was a great setup because now you can introduce our guest because he is here.
Go right ahead.
All right. Well, Chris Millman, Sam couldn't have said it better because this is something, Chris, and you've been on our show before. Once again, I want to welcome Chris Millman, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, but also a friend of the show, joining us this morning to talk about officiating and the lack thereof on the youth and high school level. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. Good to catch up with you guys again.
You too. Sam just laid it out here because this is something, Chris, that we've been talking about, or Sam has been educating me about for years on this show. And we have another couple producers that have been refs and umps and done this work for a while. But you guys jumped in it with both feet. And what was the thing that alerted you to the need for it, and how long ago was that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Well, you know, like you were, like Sam was saying, this is a nationwide crisis. This is not just a Georgia thing. And it's been going on for a number of years now, but in particular since COVID, there's a lot of officials now that are just leaving sports. They're not getting paid a lot. A lot of them are getting older and older, and their bodies just can't do it anymore. And, you know, let's just also be transparent. Dealing with today's coaches and parents isn't easy. And so this was an opportunity for us to partner with the Atlanta Braves, the NFL Foundation, for us to launch an officiating training program for local park and recreation departments throughout our state. And what's happening is that because there's lack of officials, there are games that are being played in our state currently at the youth level where they don't have an umpire. They don't have a referee. And so what they're having to do is pull uneducated parents or adults out of the stands to come and officiate or referee a youth sporting event. And you know what that lack of training does is it equates for not a very fun and successful game between the boys or the girls that are playing in the sport. So this training program hopefully helps educate parents and hopefully serves as a bit of a pipeline for officiating that, you know what, this is actually pretty fun and I can make a few dollars doing it. And you know, you never know where that could lead to from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Chris Millman from the Atlanta Falcons. Also Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation. Want to get more people in officiating. I always think it's something you could recruit from the collegiate ranks. People who are in college, because, you know, college students are always looking to pick up some cash, and you have people who are probably fresh off the playing field from their high school days.
No question. I think that's one of the big things that we're trying to do is kind of infuse a bit of youth into the sport. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, officiating, there's some costs that are associated to get started. And, you know, it's hard a lot of times to get these youth kids where they could go get a job at Chick-fil-A or Publix and start making dollars right away. Well, to officiate, a lot of times you need, you know, equipment. You need to pay the association dues and whatnot. Next thing you know, you're looking at a couple of hundred dollars just to get started. So, in addition to this thing we're doing with the Georgia Recreation and Park Association, we've also set up a scholarship program with the Georgia High School Association and have done so for the last couple of years to help eliminate those startup costs for folks that are looking to get involved in officiating. And really, doesn't matter the sport, whether it be football, soccer, you know, baseball, et cetera. So the Georgia High School Association has been a great partner for us on that. And Sam, to your point, you know, those college kids are kind of the target market, if you will, for getting folks involved in officiating.
I'm wondering if there was ever come a time, because we talk about scholarships being offered in areas that were never available when we were kids. And, you know, just talking about the people who are working crews on NASCAR that are just what I'm getting at here is this. What incentives are you putting out there for future umps, refs, people to get into this that heretofore haven't been there? So they will consider this, not just more money, but the 400-pound gorilla that you talked about a little while ago with the refs and the coaches and the parents that cause issues. What are those discussions like, and how do you let the future umps and refs know that hey, we got you covered there, we're going to work this way to eliminate that or at least curtail it?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think that this initiative that we're doing with the Georgia Rec and Park Association, you know, right now there's no type of training that's in place. So, you know, somebody who's going to be a little bit more educated and confident is going to enjoy something a little bit more. And so that's why we created this program like we did. But to your question, it really starts, you know, with get them in the youth level, let them get reps. You get better at something the more you do it. You know, before you're ready to go and officiate a high school, you know, football game, or, you know, to Sam's point on the getting into the college ranks, you got to start at the youth level. Let's referee an 8-year-old baseball game, or, you know, umpire an 8-year-old baseball game, or let's officiate a 11-year-old flag football game. Let's start at the low stakes level before we start moving up there. And, you know, again, to your question is that we're trying to offer some scholarships for officiating. We want to make it an easier career to get into, and helping by alleviate those costs and work with the Georgia High School Association like we are, that's what we're trying to strive to do.
And I misspoke a little bit about the scholarships with NASCAR.
But one thing I want to ask him about is you mentioned girls flag football, because that creates another need for officials, but also some of the girls who are playing flag football may also become officiating. Talk about the fact that girls, a growing number, are getting involved in this. We saw a female major league umpire this year here in our town at the Braves out of Truist Park. Talk about what that could mean also for girls. Now they're playing their brand of football. They learn the rules. Now they can become officials.
Yeah, and Sam, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because we've actually have seen a pretty steady increase in that particular area, especially for football. Like you mentioned, you know, since 2018 now, we've had girls flag football played at the high school level. So, you know, here we are in 2025. You know, you got a lot of girls that, you know, came up in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021 now. They're kind of moving on into college, and even almost at this point graduating college. Well, flag football really changed their life. You know, I think one of my favorite stats is that a lot of these flag football teams, you're finding 50, 60% of girls that are playing and trying out for these teams were not athletes to begin with. So they are being introduced to athletics through football, and in particular flag. So now they are falling in love with flag football, and they have that common bond with their dad or their brother, et cetera, that they maybe didn't have before. And so it's introducing a whole new wave of people, and in this case, girls, to our sport. And that's leading on to them now becoming officials and that kind of thing. I mean, Sam, to your point about flag, I mean, think about it this year. You know, we are in the middle of flag football season at the high school level here in Georgia.
Right.
This year, there are close to 310 high schools that are playing girls flag football in our state. And that's not taking into account all the states around us, like Alabama and, you know, down to Florida and whatnot. I mean, this sport has taken off, not just locally, but nationally.
Outstanding, outstanding. Chris Milner, before we let you go, if people are hearing us and they want to find out more details, where you suggest that they go now to find out more information?
Yeah, go to grpa.org. There's on their website there's a whole page about all of the information as it relates to this program and how they can get signed up and get involved and that kind of thing. And the program itself is going to launch just after the first of the year. But they can go onto that website and find out a little bit more info of.
This is great. Really is. Look, Chris, don't be a stranger, man. You need to come join us, you know, more often.
Well, always happy to talk to you guys. And I know about your love for high school sports and youth sports.
Absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff. So just really appreciate you guys having us on to talk about this and shining a big spotlight on this officiating crisis that we got going on in our country.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So,
who knows? Somebody that gets started through this could end up at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where we're headed today.
Listen, the numbers, they got the numbers. I mean, the officiating and boosting overall since the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation has provided $50,000 has gone from 6,800 plus to about 7,200 plus. So it is making a noise. Chris, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Sunday.
All
talk
right.
to you later.
You
Thank
too. You too.
Rise up.
There you go. This is Chris Millman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.